Now we still owe you the answer to our geoquiz for today. We wanted the name of Tanzania's largest river, pretty famous for its wildlife and its boat safaris. The answer is Rufiji River, R-U-F-I-J-I. Now, Tanzanians who live along the Rufiji and other rivers likely have plenty of water. It's different, though, for those who live in villages far from rivers or irrigation systems. The residents of one remote Tanzanian village called Pomeran don't have enough fresh water, but they do have a village choir, which sings about the community's water troubles. The group's trying to raise money to pay for new wells in the community. The choir members recently visited the United States with help from a church in Massachusetts. In fact, they came right here to visit us at the Fraser Performance Studio at WGBH.
My name is Himid Saga.
My name is Barnabas Chavala.
My name is Ernest Mwalo.
My name is Nevin Chuhila.
My name is Janet Ngai.
Nason Chuhila.
My name is Rachel Kilawa.
My name is Siam King.
Jamson Tagamtwa.
Adam Kihaka.
My name is Flaviana Mpera.
My name is Habakuki.
My name is Fadhili Msaga.
The name of this choir is Pomeran Village Choir.
Music brings the message of the problems which face the people of Pomeran about the fresh water. One song, you can see women who are among the choir members kneeling down, showing a sign of crying because of the problem which faces them concerning water, fresh water. In that song, Iyinyi Yesisile, it means, my friends, the world has come to its end due to many problems, including the shortage of fresh water. People have come to despair and think that the world has now come to its end.
Barnabas Chavala and members of the Pomeran Village Choir from Tanzania. They also recorded a CD while they were here in the U.S. We have a link to the choir and its water project at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.